Chapter 6, The Growth Solution. Look, the world is full of people who quietly suffer with unfulfilled desires. Many of them are agency owners that want to grow. They just don't have the intestinal fortitude to push it over the edge. They are dreamers, but not doers. On the other hand, there are those of you who are ambitious, gritty, and driven, for whom high growth is not a question of if, but how. If you're chomping at the bit, if your leg is shaking, if your heart is racing, and your palms are sweaty in anticipation of transforming your agency into a high-performance culture, then you're one of them. As a competitor at heart, you want to be in that group of agency owners that is talking about real organic growth, and the slightest idea that someone else figured it out before you did is maddening to you. Warning, human nature is about to raise its ugly and ragged-looking head, and if you're not prepared to deal with it, you're busted. You'll quit before you get started. Here's how it works. There's an angel sitting on one shoulder and a devil on the other. The angel is telling you this is a good thing for you and your producers. It's your way to get a lot by giving a lot. The angel will tell you it's the right thing to do to help your producers become more confident, better salespeople, make more money, and save more money. You're helping them and their families, and they'll appreciate it even if they have a hard time showing it. So go for it. And then the devil kicks in with a calming and deep voice as he says, "Look, don't be stupid. Why are you wasting your precious time and hard-earned money on these people? Yeah, sure, some are friends, but if they are such good friends, wouldn't they be trying harder? And the rest of them are idiots. If they could sell, they'd be doing it already. It's not your responsibility to hold their hand and guide them every step of the way. You've got better things to do. Why should you have to spend your money to make them better? Let them spend their own money. And what about your partners? Why do you have to do all the heavy lifting while they are out playing golf? Be careful. You're about to talk yourself into something you'll regret. You're about to be sold a bill of goods, and you're acting just stupid enough to buy into it. Stop. Wake up. Smell the roses. Take a vacation. That's how you ought to spend your time and money." If the devil is not enough to stop you in your tracks, all you have to do is talk to a friendly agency competitor about your growth strategy. They'll certainly have a story about how they tried the exact same thing but couldn't move the needle. They did sales training. They changed their sales meetings. They invested in a CRM and nothing worked, so they went back to the way it was. They quit. Time to get real. A realist would say, let's dig into the facts, the truth, the reality. Is our growth challenge a producer problem or a leadership problem? If it's a producer problem, will it work itself out without intervention? If it's not a producer problem, it must be a leadership problem. And from there, he or she will start asking the bold and honest questions. Question number one, how much potential is embedded in my producer force so that with training, coaching, and systems, we can create a win-win situation, meaning more revenue for the firm and more personal income for the producer? Number two, is it my responsibility to fix the problem, or should I just be hopeful that it will get better? And number three, do I already have the skills and ability I need to do this job, and does my past reflect that, or do I need to grow my skills and ability in order to accomplish this? Number four, when considering the investment in time and money, is it worth it? Will it create a significant return? Number five, if I do take action, where will it get us in 5 years? And number six, if I don't take action, where will we be in 5 years? And number seven, of all the things I am responsible for, where does this responsibility rank? Top five, top three, or number one? So once again, the difference between where your agency is today and where it will be 5 years from now is in direct proportion to your ability to develop your sales team. Think about the gravity of that quote. If your next 5 years are a repeat of your last 5 years, are you going to be satisfied? If the answer is no, you have to act now, don't you? An exercise that you'd probably rather avoid is listing out your producers one by one with age, new business written, and book size. then project where each of these people will be 5 years from now based upon their current and past performance. One thing is sure, they'll all be 5 years older. How many of them will have a book twice the size or even 50% larger than it is now? How many will even grow enough to beat inflation rates if you don't drive it? When you do this, the next and most important step is to calculate and project the potential or the pent-up opportunity but undeveloped capability in your producers. This is another brutal reality test. If indeed your producers are doing all they can do, they are tapped out, living up to their potential. They are near maxed out. Then your future is very predictable, bleak, but predictable. If there is potential, then it's up to you, the leader, not them, to create an environment with systems, processes, and training to develop it. The burden is on your shoulders, not theirs. You have to make a decision. Will you develop it or let it rot on the vine? Will you train it, coach it up, make them better, or leave them on their own? If you find yourself saying something like, well, what if they don't want to cooperate? What if they aren't interested in growing? What if they are content and satisfied with their income? What if they are old and incapable? What do I do then? Well, being a realist, you already know you'll have uncooperative types. You'll have those that are not interested in growing. You'll have those that are satisfied and content. It's to be expected. But who cares? That's why they need a sales leader, not a follower. Someone that will stimulate, agitate, and promulgate rapid change and growth. Void of leaders. Most independent insurance agencies are void of sales leaders. They're run by either a self-indulged producer focused on building his own book or an underwriter trying to eliminate any risk in his agency. There are very few sales leaders, and that's why the opportunity is enormous for anyone that wants to step up to the plate. Look, to be the leader you are capable of being, you have to get over the fact that your producers aren't asking you for help or assistance. In fact, they'll probably resist it. They will never ask you to be more demanding of them. They'll never ask you to hold them accountable. They will never ask you to train them. They'll never ask you to run them through in-depth goal setting. But please don't be foolish. They need it, and they need it badly. And whoever's bold enough, driven enough, competitive enough to pick up the torch and go do it will win the race. Is that you? If it is you, your next step is fairly simple. Let's start by reviewing the 5 steps to extraordinary growth that were laid out in chapter 5. Here's a quick summary. Step 1, adopt a winners never quit commitment to growth. The only reason an agency isn't growing rapidly is they never committed. They might have tried, but didn't stick with it. They quit. That's at a corporate level, and there are 2 other commitments. Number 1, commit to being a proactive services firm, provide a unique and differentiated client experience. This gives your producers something concrete to sell. Number 2, commit to your producers. Help your producers double their personal income in 3 to 5 years with half the accounts. And then step number 2, to do this, you need a playbook, a business process, a proven path for opening doors, winning accounts, and keeping them for a lifetime. The flight plan as described in chapter 5 provides a high-level overview. Step number 3, training, not just for skills and improve their effectiveness, but to instill confidence in your producers. This is where most agencies sorely drop the ball. No one gets better without training. Look at athletes, musicians, actors, and now salespeople. Step number 4, convert that training and confidence into money, into getting into bigger prospects and taking that business from the competitor by running great sales meetings. Dump the spreadsheet Liars Club sales meeting and the town hall meetings and the book of the month club. Help your producers open doors and win business with crisp sales meetings. And then step 5, create a no excuses culture of accountability. 1, create a written agreement with each producer. Spell out exactly what you expect of each other. 2, implement cutting edge technology to help you count and measure activities and pipelines. If you can't count, you can't have accountability. Step 3, set consequences for both positive and negative behaviors. If they sell and grow, reward them. If they sit on their book, don't prospect, don't sell, and don't write new business, then pay them like an account manager, not a producer. and then upgrade your hiring process. If you're hitting on all cylinders with your hiring of newbies, then stick with it. If not, you need to upgrade your hiring process. This is paramount. When you can determine upfront with a high degree of accuracy if a candidate can and will make it as a producer, you've changed your agency forever. Stop giving mediocre candidates a shot at being a producer. When you implement this process, you'll make good hires. When you make good hires and put them in the environment laid out in the 5 steps of extraordinary growth, you are virtually guaranteed to be more successful. If you hire great talent and put them in a non-productive environment, survival rates go way down. And what's horrible is they will get picked up by a better agency with a better sales culture and probably do well, mostly at your expense. There are specific things you need to do to qualify a new producer. Here's a quick review. The 6 must-haves. 1, the ability to deal with rejection. If they don't have this, they won't prospect. 2, they have to be street smart and book smart. If they're not, they won't figure out how to get past the gatekeeper. They won't figure out how to get the quote they need from the underwriter, and they won't figure out how to outfox the incumbent. 3, driven. If they're not driven, then once they make enough money to buy a boat, they will quit growing their book of business. 4, great at relationships. People like to do business with people they like. 5, resilient. If they're not resilient, gritty, they will quit when the going gets tough, and it will get tough. It's guaranteed. 6 is coachable, or they won't learn from their mistakes. As I mentioned before, there is a way to determine if a producer will make it before you hire them, and I've given you the overview. My new book, Grit, How to Find, Hire, and Develop Real Producers, will fill in the holes for you and coach you through the process that our top clients use. Does it work? Here's one brief case study. From 1995 to 2005, the firm Higginbotham hired 34 producers and retained 29 of them. Executives located the candidates and Randy vetted them. Higginbotham's revenue grew from $4 million to $30 million during that decade, and those 29 newly hired producers grew their personal books of business to a combined $17.5 million. The firm's organic growth has averaged in the double digits over a 20-year period. So time is money, and speed is imperative. If you want a paint-by-the-numbers, easy-to-implement, step-by-step process to grow your agency, this is what I got for you. Since March of 1992, I've been in a constant development phase with the goal to build the most effective system that will solve agency owners' problems. It's called the iWin Agency Growth System. The problems the iWin Agency Growth System solves are these. 1, unmotivated producers lacking focus and direction. 2, poor time utilization, avoiding high-leverage money-generating activities. 3, poorly defined differentiation, making it difficult to stand out in a crowded buyer's market. 4, empty pipelines, not enough new business appointments being set. 5, weak sales strategy, inability to find or create buyer's pain. 6, not getting deal closed, incumbent agent getting last look and keeping the business. 7, account retention, too much time having to defend the renewal. And 8, missed cross-sell opportunities, poor planning, and lack of trust or respect amongst team. If you have trouble getting your producers to leverage your value-added differences and write larger accounts, if you've struggled with running great sales meetings and creating producer confidence and finding, hiring, and developing new producers, then you absolutely owe it to yourself to research and investigate the best way to close the gap between potential and performance. The iWin Agency Growth System was designed from the ground up to help sales leaders turn an average firm into an agency growth machine. To do so takes effort, but it's not Superman effort. It's not heroic effort. It's a consistent implementation of solid principles and basic activities that make sense to any rational business person. So if you are serious about growth, I want to help you save a lot of time and create a massive shortcut to growing your agency. Our clients will tell you that the iWin Agency Growth System is the most comprehensive, all-in-one growth system ever built for commercial insurance agencies, and more importantly, it works. With the iWin Agency Growth System, you can build a team of high-performing producers and organic growth agency. The iWin Agency Growth System gives agency owners and sales leaders everything they need for growth all in one place. You get the best in class right at your fingertips, sales training, sales meetings, new producer hiring and onboarding process, pipeline management tools, executive coaching and support. And here's our promise. you won't find anything as comprehensive, complete, and effective to enable you to grow your agency. So your next step, if you want a shortcut saving hundreds of hours and a lot of development dollars to help you overcome unmotivated producers that sell on price, that get rolled by the incumbent, that miss their sales goals, and you want to end the struggle of finding, hiring, and developing new producers, well, you'll find the solution at www.thewedge.net. And I'd love to see you take a tour. Take a self-guided tour of the iWin Agency Growth System. You'll see all the incredible tools and processes. How do you do that? You go to thewedge.net/in-depth, and that'll get you there. Agency growth. It's not rocket science, but it's definitely not kindergarten either. If you want to turn on your agency growth machine, visit us at www.thewedge.net.